Final hour, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rex Road. Nick Keyser here with you on this Monday morning. Hope everybody is doing well. We are talking Titans, and to help us do that, let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in our friend Corey Curtis from News 2. Corey, good morning. How are you?
I am delightful, fellas. How are you?
We're awesome. Appreciate you taking time to be with us. Corey, Ryan Tannehill yesterday, not good. We've discussed it so far throughout the show. Three picks for Tannehill yesterday. He probably could have thrown four or five in that game. Mm-hmm. The protection was bad early on. There's a lot of things you could point to with the Titans yesterday, but I thought that might have been the worst game that Tannehill's played in a Titans uniform. What did you make of his performance yesterday and how it got so bad?
Yeah, I have a hard time thinking that I've seen him play worse than that one, because you talked about the three picks, and then there were two or three more that the Saints had their hands on that could have been picked and maybe should have been. And then the two huge misses to Okonkwo and Tajay Spears, where they were so open he could have practically punted it to those guys.
Yeah,
I mean, those plays don't just happen. I mean, when they do, you have to take advantage of them. You have to seize those plays. And so they were just huge misses. And, you know, they lost by 1 point. They lost by 1 point. You erase one of those mistakes, and they win the game. And you can do that all over the place. And I'm sure the Saints could say probably the same thing. But we're talking about the Titans. And, you know, they lost by 1 point on the road and made enough mistakes, you know, to have lost by 20. So it's an odd game, but it's week one, and that's kind of the norm.
So I look at Tannehill, Corey, and I agree. I think that's easy. I don't know about it easily. The Bengals game was obviously very bad, but it's the worst he's played just in terms of just consistently being off, you know?
Yeah.
Whether it's decision-making or throws through an entire game. The Bengals game, he made good throws also. I mean, in this game, it was there wasn't much unless he was targeting NWI. But and we've seen enough from him that I feel like, you know, we're going to see him bounce back. But what about the offense concerns you most after that entire performance?
Well, I mean, the quarterback concerned me the most in that performance because, you know,
moving forward, he's your biggest concern.
Look, the offensive line's been my biggest concern all summer, so it's going to continue to be my biggest concern. But I don't think they're why they lost the game. I mean, you look at the throw to Spears and the throw to Okonkwo. He wasn't under duress when he made those throws, and he just missed. Now there was a interception to the right side where he really couldn't step into the throw. You know, there were times where I thought he bailed to pressure that wasn't really that strong. I mean, he just looked off. He just looked off, and you're right. His body of work says he's not going to be that again, okay? You know, does that mean I think he's going to be Johnny Unitas or Joe Montana next week? No, but I expect him to be Ryan Tannehill, because the guy we saw yesterday wasn't the guy that we've come accustomed to seeing, even on days where he hasn't been. You know, you go to the Ravens playoff loss. He wasn't great that day, but he wasn't like he was in this one. So the offensive line has to continue, you know, to be the group that you pay attention to. But, you know, again, if you complete passes that are open, it's not that much of a discussion right now.
Corey, the Derrick Henry part of this, obviously we knew Tim Kelly and the system was going to change heading into this year, and it was going to be a different-looking offense. Derrick Henry averaging over 5 yards a carry in the first half yesterday, adds another 50 through the air, including 46 on a screenplay. You get to the end of the game, Corey, and you look at the offensive numbers, and Derrick Henry played just 47.5% of the offensive snaps. Mm-hmm. How does that happen, and how do you make sure that doesn't happen if you're the Titans moving forward?
Well, it's kind of shocking because it's not something we're used to. And he had 107 combined yards at halftime.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's a huge factor of the offense. And I understand wanting to get Tajay Spears. I mean, the kid's a lightning bolt. So I'm not opposed to putting him in. But having Derrick Henry in for less than half your snaps seems to be problematic in some sense. And I don't know about you guys, as I'm watching that game yesterday, and, you know, they're struggling to get kind of on track, whether it be Tannehill missing a throw or Treylon Burks, you know, dropping a critical pass that was actually on target and should have been a first down. I kept expecting Vrabel to kind of go back to that drive he would have when Arthur Smith was the offensive coordinator, where he's just like, we're just going to line up and we're just going to run him over for 12 plays.
Right.
And that's what I kept waiting for yesterday. We're just going to line up and we're just going to run him over for 12 plays. And, you know, I guess that's probably what most Titan fans are complaining about, that predictability of that. But at some point, that's still who this team is, and it's how I expected them to kind of get on track. And there was some evidence that they were going to be able to do it because Henry had had some success, you know, in the run game. Look, Spears had good runs. He was wide open on that pass play. So, you know, he added some elements to the offense that we expected him to. But Derrick Henry, still arguably among the very best players on your team, has got to play more than half the snaps. And, by the way, played, what was it, 47-48% of the snaps? And some of those were with Spears on the field at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. No, it's – well, I thought the same thing. I mean, first of all, in the second quarter, you know, he had some stretches where you're like, wow, they might just pulverize the Saints with this guy today, you know?
Yeah.
And then it didn't – now, they did go to him here and there in the second half, and nothing was working. You know, he was getting stacked up, so
yeah,
you go away from it. But I do feel like there's a little bit of a – right? I mean, it's game one. It's a new OC. It's a new offense. But a little bit of a, like, you need to figure out your identity moving forward. You agree with that? Like, they looked like a team that's just trying to – figure it out, and they were kind of all over the place.
Kind of looks like maybe they should have played some in the preseason.
Oh, no, don't do this. Don't do this.
No, it's week one.
The offensive line did play in the preseason, looked great against the Bears, and then they played in a real game, and what happened?
Well, you know what? Again, the offensive line isn't why they lost this football game. I'm going to repeat it over and over again. They weren't, you know, world beaters, but they didn't overshoot Okonkwo and Spears. They didn't blow the play dead against Kevin Byard and Arden Key. You know, they can protect better. They can run better. They can coach better. They can do all that. But the plays were there to win the game. They were. And so, you know, that group needs to be better without question. They were good enough to win yesterday. They were. Whether you want to believe it or not, those mistakes weren't made by the offensive line that could have won the football game.
Oh, I agree with that. I just don't think if Ryan Tannehill goes out and plays three series against the Patriots backups and all of a sudden he's hitting those throws because of that.
Oh, no, yeah. I mean, I do think that you can play some in the preseason, and I think there's a lot of teams that played yesterday that thought, you know what, maybe we should play some in the preseason because there was a lot of sloppy stuff. But I think just inevitably week one, when you're playing four quarters for the first time and you're getting rolling for the first time, there's got to be some sloppiness, and we saw it all over the league.
Corey, yesterday, Amani Hooker has a great game. He forces a fumble on opening kickoff. He has the interception in the game, about had another interception. And yet we get to the end of the game yesterday, Corey, and Amani Hooker is being evaluated with a concussion, and Christian Fulton has another hamstring injury. It just kind of feels like more of the same with those two.
Yeah, it's very concerning. Very concerning. I remember I asked Amani about the concussion issue, you know, in the summer, and he was like, I'm good, you know, and you know, I guess that's, you know, what he's got to say. But I also asked him, you know, are there any other precautions you can take? And, you know, the answer is pretty much no. And, you know, you always feel like once those guys get dinged once or twice, they seem to be more susceptible. But there may not be any data that just stands out more. I don't know, but it's very concerning to me. Because he's had a number of them now. He's an excellent young player who is having an unbelievable day. And so it's troubling. It's troubling. And I don't say troubling from a Titans perspective. I'm saying from an Amani Hooker perspective. You know, you hope the young man's okay. I don't know if they have to change the way he's padded up or if they have to look at the helmet. By the way, let me bring this up, okay, while we're talking about this. So these Guardian caps that they wear in practice reduce concussions by 30%. That's what Coach Vrabel has said, correct?
Yeah.
So why are we only wearing them in practice?
It's a great question. And yeah. I wonder if that changes at some point soon here in the NFL.
Well, it just doesn't make any sense. If we can protect them more, why wouldn't we? I mean, look, I understand they're kind of unsightly, whatever. I mean, figure it out. But I'd much rather have a healthy amount of Hooker playing football. I'll put it that way.
Yeah, I mean, they're unsightly. So are most of all these alternative uniforms that teams come out in, but they still allow them to play football in that. That's a great
unsightly.
Point.
They
I'm
put me
you.
On TV 5 days a week.
Very nicely done. Corey, before we let you get out of here, what'd you make of Jordan Love and his performance yesterday, taking down the Chicago Bears once again?
Well, before you anoint yourself NFC championship game losers for the 19th consecutive years, let me just tell you, people wanted to crown the Bears before they ever did anything. And that's
I'm aware.
I was not gloating when we talked about it this summer. I just said, let's just wait and see. They had a long way to go on that roster a year ago. And so I, for one, was not surprised about the result yesterday. I was stunned that – were the Bears a one-point favorite?
They were, yes, about a one-and-a-half, two-point favorite.
Yeah, that was one of the worst lines that I thought I saw all weekend. And so I was not stunned. I was not stunned. So we know now that the Lions and Packers are the two best teams in the world, that the Titans are going to go 0-17. The overreactions to week one are really, really incredible. I mean, the Titan fans were just on tilt yesterday. And I understand the disappointment, but you lost by 1 point on the road against a team expected to contend for its division title. And you made enough mistakes to lose by 20. And you still just lost by one. So, are the Giants 40 points worse than the Cowboys? I don't think so. Are the Bengals, is Joe Burrow going to throw for 82 yards the rest of the season? You think that's what they're thinking in Cincinnati right now?
Probably not.
Okay. So
that contract looks a little rough, eh?
That contract is in trouble.
Yeah, he got paid, and they just mailed it in. He's done. He's not going to show up anymore. But, yeah, I mean, look, there's a lot that's great about week one, and there's a lot that's not great about week one. And, I always say we don't know what we got across the league until, like, week four is in the books. And then you kind of have an idea of where you're at, and then it's up to injuries from beyond there. But look, the Bears will get better because I think they've got some better personnel, but they're not ready to contend for the division title. No. I think if you look, I made my predictions last week. I picked them to finish last in the division.
A level-headed person. Corey Curtis from News 2, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road, joins us every Monday morning at 8 o'clock. Corey, great stuff as always, my friend. We'll talk to you next week.
Super Bowl, Super Lions, go Joe.
Yeah, I was going to say, you shouldn't have picked the Bears last. I got a better choice for you.
Oh, boy.
Later, fellas.
Thank you, Corey. Appreciate it. We'll take your thoughts on the Titans, 615-737-1025. We'll continue the conversation on Ryan Tannehill's performance yesterday. Was that his worst performance as a quarterback of the Tennessee Titans? We'll get into that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.